Good morning. I'm Louis Sines, your host for Focus on Campus. And joining us today is Claire Starnes. Claire is a UTEP alum, and she was on campus speaking to classes and speaking to the community as well. And she's also a contributor. Correct me if I'm wrong, Claire, are you the author or a contributor or editor?
Collaborator.
Collaborator to a book called Women Vietnam Veterans Are Untold Stories. Claire, thank you very much for taking the time to be with us here today.
It's my pleasure. Happy to be here.
Well, tell us a little bit about this homecoming of yours.
Well, actually, right now it feels kind of strange because for 3 months after I graduated, I worked here at KTIP Radio. So before I got an appointment in civil service and I went back to Fort Bliss. But I graduated in 1981, and my degree was in mass communications with emphasis on print. And matter of fact, President Natalicio was my college dean at that time. So I got to know her very well because I was also on the prospector during my last 2 years here at the university. And I found myself several times in her office questioning her. So, it does bring back a lot of memory, and it really feels good to be back on campus.
Now, tell us a little bit about some of the things that you discuss, as I mentioned, with our students and the community in general.
Well, the main thing is I talk a little bit about my Army experience. I joined in 1963. I got out in 1973 after 10 years of active duty, and then went into civil service for the rest of the time. And I retired in 1994 with 31 years of service to the government. I won't bore you with my whole military life, but in 1969, I volunteered to go to Vietnam. And I wanted to see what was happening there. And I was selected. Most of the women, not all, there were very few that were volunteered. They did not volunteer, but most of us volunteered. And I ended up in as a translator with an engineer unit. They did the lease papers for the government, between the U.S. government and the South Vietnamese government. And that got boring, so I did that for about 3-4 months. And I had the opportunity to apply for an opening to train some Vietnamese on computerization of publications. And I got it. I was selected. And after I finished that, when they were trained up, I got bored. And I said, somebody give me a job to do. I went to the colonel. I said, give me a camera. Send me out on a story. Give me an assignment. So they did. They sent me out to an orphanage. I did that, came back, and first thing I knew, I was doing on-the-job training as a photojournalist.
A lot of people have heard stories of Vietnam vets, and a lot of those stories, of course, are men who have been out in fighting in the front, but not. We haven't heard very many stories from journalists who have been in Vietnam, and I think people would be very interested in hearing your story, not only as a journalist, but also the fact that as a woman, I'm sure you had a very different perspective from a man. But as a journalist, you also had to remain objective and not go either, you know, male or female, no gender at all.
Exactly. I was the only female on the staff, and I call them my team. And we became really good friends. Bonds forged in the combat, they remain with you. To this day, there's only two of the team that we haven't found, and we have stayed in touch. And we're planning a reunion here soon. Maybe not this year, but next year for sure. I really enjoyed working with them. They were like my brothers. And the colonel and his staff, they were like my family. I looked up to my colonel. I wasn't assigned to a WAC detachment or anything once I got to Saigon. When I was in Long Bay, when I first got there, I was assigned to a WAC detachment. And this is what's interesting. I'm going to go back a little bit here. The WAC detachment was only the second detachment to ever be formed in a combat zone in a war. And it was also the last one to be because In 1973, the WACs got disbanded, and they merged with the regular army, with the men. And so there would be no more WAC detachment. This was very historical in that sense. That's in the book, and we're going to talk about the book here in a couple of minutes. The cadre, there were four cadres to that particular detachment before it got shut down when the drawdown happened. It got shut down in 72, and that was the end of it. There would be no other. So anyhow, back to Saigon. I had no problems. And what I've told the military science students was, if you demand respect, you will get respect in return. And we had a good time. I'm not saying, you know, it was serious. I mean, anymore, there was a lot of fun in a sense. But I never had problems with those guys. We did a lot together. We went through a lot together. We laughed together. We cried together. It was a good time for me. They took care of me, and I took care of them. When I went out in the field by myself, I really never ran into major problems. There might have been some minor ones, you know, people that didn't think that women should belong even in the army, let alone a war. But, you know, the thing is my point was I was to prove myself, and I was going to make them realize that, hey, we can do the job too. And evidence today, you know, that the women are going into combat zones and all that. And I have to say, you know, the rest of the women who served there, we think there's only about 1,000 or so, they did their job. Nobody tucked their tails in and ran. We didn't ask to go home, you know, because we were scared or whatever. And we just stayed. Most of us had multiple tours. I had 5 tours myself. So, we did our job. And, I mean, I'm not saying that there were not any problems whatsoever with the women, but I personally did not experience any.
Were you the first and perhaps only female journalist, civilian or military?
Civilian, no. There were many. I can't even begin to tell you who all they were. But in the military, I was the only enlisted. There were two officers, from what we could find, who served in the public information office. One was out in the field, I know. At the time she was a captain, Captain Olson, went out in the field. The other one was more headquarters type person. And that's the only ones. We believe that throughout the whole war, there's only three of us.
However, there were a lot of women serving in Vietnam. And as we mentioned at the beginning of the interview, that you collaborated in a book. It's called Women Vietnam Veterans, Our Untold Stories. Tell us a little bit about this book, Claire.
Well, in 1998, I was asked to go by a friend of mine to go to the Women in Military Service for America Memorial Dedication. That was in November 1999. 98, I'm sorry. I came home, and me and another one of the women, we had found some others there at the memorial, at the dedication. And we had decided that we were going to have a reunion. We weren't going to lose track of each other again. But in early 1999, we decided, Priscilla and I, who's the other person, decided that we were, instead of just having a reunion with a few that we had found, that we would try to find all Army women. Well, that became, let's find all the women who were not nurses who served in Vietnam. So in February of 99, we incorporated and we formed the VWV, Vietnam Women Veterans Incorporated, so that we could raise some funds. And we decided we were going to have a full conference. It was a 3-day conference, not a reunion, but a conference where we had people coming in from the VA. We had counselors coming in. We had a lot of speakers telling us about our benefits and all that, because many of the women had not gone to any of those seminars. And so in November of 1999, we did have our first conference. It was in Olympia, Washington. And over almost 200 women showed up. By then, we had found over 700. Today, in the book, we have 863 women listed. Those are the women that we have found dead or alive. And 400 of those, so roughly about a half, have given stories, or if they were not able to give us a story, something they wanted to say, we interviewed or we found family members and tried to find something on them. In the book also, when we came out, and which was at the beginning of November, the last day of October, we had 249 deceased listed. Since the book has been out, we have six that have died. So one of the things that we know now is that the Vietnam veterans are the fastest dying veterans of any wars. So it was imperative that we come out with this book. We couldn't wait any longer. So 3 years ago, we Donna put up a lot of the money for this. And she's listed as the author. And we started this this project of doing the book, getting the manuscripts done. It took 3 years from the time we did the first manuscript, submitted the first manuscript, to the time it got published.
As far as availability, the book is available, as you mentioned, via Amazon, and you had books when you spoke to the classes and community here. If people want to get this book, you have a web page where they can go directly or through Amazon, correct?
Okay. Well, we really don't have a web page where they can order. They can order from Author House Publishing. That is the publisher, Author House. But they can also go to barnesandnoble.com. We have some like 300 places where they can get the book. All they have to do is plug in the book. But I'll tell you, probably the best price you can get is through me, if you can get to me. I'm selling it the cheapest. Now, Amazon has it, but they're about $1.25 more than I sell. So, but that's probably the fastest way of getting it.
And how do they get a hold of you, Claire?
I do have a website. It's Vietnam Women Veterans. .us.
Well, Claire, we want to thank you for giving us this opportunity and this experience to share with our audience and about your experiences. And we're very fortunate to have had you come in and share with us. And we're proud that you are a UTEP alum, so, and the KTEP alum as well. So thank you very much for being with us here.
It was my pleasure. I enjoyed it.
We've been visiting with Claire Starnes. Claire is a UTEP alum, also a Vietnam vet, and a collaborator for the book Women Vietnam Veterans, Our Untold Stories. And Claire does have a website, as she mentioned earlier in the program. And you can also Google Women Vietnam Veterans, Our Untold Stories, and you will get that as well.
This episode of Focus on Campus on KTEP originally aired April 1st, 2016.
Focus on Campus is taped and produced at the KTEP Studios, University of Texas at El Paso Communication Building. Our thanks to our engineer, Evan Walsh. You've been tuned to Focus on Campus. I'm Louis Sines.